So now we're discussing Vrindavan Briksha Mahima, the glories of the trees of Vrindavan. And we heard yesterday lots of verses about obeisances, the value of offering obeisances to the trees and how we should do that regularly. And we're going to continue with chapter 5 and verse 91 through 94. Devyananta Sputita Kusama Moda Matali Mala Jankarena Pratipada Mahananda Madvika Vrishtya Huryaner Dishi Dishi Maha Ramya Rage Parager Bande Vrindavipina Uditam Divya Shakindra Vrindam Prabhupada Saraswati Tungavidyasaki praise. O Vrindavan, I offer my respectful obeisances unto your wonderful transcendental trees. These beautiful trees are saturated with the fragrance of unlimited, transcendental, fully blossomed flowers. And their trees are drenched with nectar showers of transcendental bliss. And the trees are filled with the sound of humming bees, which is saturated by the pollen of various kinds of flowers. So this is, we're offering obeisances to the trees. Now, we have to think that we're reading this as kind of a static experience. We're reading someone else's book, which is a description of his experiences, his spurtis, his experiences, his memories, his prayers, his feelings while doing bhajan as a sadhaka, an external consciousness, and as a siddha. And sporti and visporti in his siddhadeya. And it's all collected here in one compendium, Vrindavan Mahimamrita. And we can think that let's be there. We're walking with Prabhupada Saraswati. And he's walking along the banks of the Yamuna. And suddenly it's autumn season and we're walking with him. And there's huge Kadamba Kandi, there's a huge forest of Kadamba trees on the bank of the Yamuna. And when he sees those trees, Prabhupada Saraswati is walking next to us, starts walking quickly. And then he goes to the trees, he goes up to the Kadamba trees, and he pays obeisances. And when he pays obeisances, then his nose becomes saturated with a wonderful sweet fragrance from the blossoming Kadamba flowers. And why his head is at the roots of the Kadamba trees offering humble obeisances and respectful prayers, he smells this wonderful fragrance rushing into his nose and enlivening his heart and consciousness. And it becomes a very udipan. It's actually a vibhav udipan to stimulate stirati for Krishna, the Kadamba trees and flowers and the tamal trees and flowers. And being a pure devotee, he becomes stimulated just by the saurav, Kadamba saurav, by the fragrance of the Kadamba flowers in full bloom as he's paying obeisances at the base. And we run up behind him and we also pay obeisances. We're right next to him. And we're smelling the Kadamba flowers. And then starts to enter deep into his heart and his consciousness starts to go merge into the Leela, enter the domain of Leela, Leela Pravesh. And then, as he's just about to go on internal consciousness, then he hears all these buzzing bees are flying around those nectar-rich Kadamba flowers. And then he hears them. And he hears them. And then he wakes up and he opens his eyes and he looks very closely at the Kadamba flowers. And he notices how beautiful they are, and how they're dusted. All the Kadamba flowers are oozing a very small little drops of nectar, and they're all sprinkled. The whole head of the flower, the whole body of the flower, the globe-like flower of the Kadamba, is sprinkled by pollen, flower pollen. Krishna Deva Bhavantam Hande Manamana Samadu Karamarpaya Nijapada Pankaja Makarande. Parapankaja Makarande. Pankaja means lotus flower, Makarande means the pollen. So the Kadama Makarande or the Padma Makarande is a very fragrant, beautiful, soothing and satisfying fragrance and sight to see and smell. So this is what he's writing. Oh, today I went to the, I saw the Kadamba trees, and oh, what a wonderful experience I had today. Let me write this in my diary. Oh, I offer my respectful obeisances under the transcendental trees of Vrindavan, like the Kadamba tree, which is saturated by the fragrance of unlimited. You see? This is experiential. This is not imagination writing. This is not science fiction. It's not non-fiction. It's not fiction. It's not science fiction or fiction. It's not a novel or a love story. Well, it is a love story. It is a transcendental love story of one pure devotee in love with Vrindavan. Vrindavan is a form of Radha and Krishna. So to be in love with Vrindavan means to be in love with Radha and Krishna. If one loves the trees and loves the creepers and loves the birds and loves the animals and loves the Yamuna and loves Giriraj and loves Sevakunj and loves Radhakunj and loves Barsana and Nandagram, that means he loves Radha and Krishna. He loves Radha and Krishna, or by loving those personalities who are in some cases directly Radha and Krishna or expansions of their energy, then that practice of expressing his love towards Vrindavan will bring him to love for Radha and Krishna. Naam Rup Gun Lila Dham Parishishta. Naam Rup Gun Lila Dham Parishishta. These are all transcendental. Tadinam Samarchanam. Radham Sarveshnam Vishnu Radhanam Param. Tadinam Samarchanam. Devi. The verse spoken by Lord Shiva in the Bhagavatam, he's saying that of all the worshipable things, Radhanam Sarve, Aradhanam Sarvesham, Vishnu Radhanam Param. Of all the worshipable things, Vishnu Radhanam, the worship of Vishnu, God, Krishna, Ram, Radha and Krishna, is the topmost form of Aradhanam. The worship of Vishnu is the topmost form of Aradhanam, and the topmost form of Aradhanam is the type of worship of Vishnu, which means the worship of Krishna done by Radharani. Therefore, she's known as Radhika, or Radha. Tadinam Samarchanam. Tadinam Samarchanam. And Tadiya, those things, Tadiya, those things which are related to them, related to Radha Krishna, Tadinam Samarchanam, they are equally Archan, equally objects of worship, equally worshipful. So Vrindavan is very much related to Radha Krishna. And so are the trees and vines and squirrels and birds and dogs and mountains and rivers and Barsana, Nandagram and Radhakunda, everything. So they're equally worshipful. Love me, love my dog. Love me, love my Vrindavan, we should say. We have a t-shirt, I love Vrindavan. The people in Delhi wear it. I have that joke. Yeah, you wear a t-shirt, I love Vrindavan, but you live in Delhi, which means you love Delhi. Because if you love, can you live separately from the person you love? I love my wife. Where is she? She's in Siberia. That's nice. How long has she been there? Oh, 25 years. Oh, you really love her? Yeah, I love her so much. You know? Every year I think about her and send her a birthday card. So I love Vrindavan. It means that either mentally 24 hours a day or living in Vrindavan, which means no cricket, no movies, no mundane restaurants, no mundane anything. Or you close up your shop and move to Vrindavan. And stake your claim in the virgin territory of Vrindavan, Vrindavan of the heart. I bow down before Vrindavan's trees, which at every moment shower supremely blissful Madhvika nectar, which spread charming reddish pollen in all directions. The trees are filled with buzzing bees, intoxicated by the fragrance of limitless splendid blossoming flowers. He's bowing down, and it means because everything is alive. Vrindavan is alive with sounds. Vrindavan is alive with colors. Vrindavan is alive with feelings. Vrindavan is alive with blessings. Vrindavan is alive with love. When one is full of love, he's full of life. So Vrindavan is full of life and full of love. So someone who lives in Prem Dham Vrindavan, he will slowly, gradually, the Prem Dham will have its effect. The sinner will become a saint. The rogue will become honest, become a charity giver. Text 92. Divya Anantad Bhutata Ma Maharamya Jati Dhru Valir Divya Sheshartanatagam Anugama Mahasat Faloru Prasuna Radha Krishna Pranaya Paramamsh Chidgana Kamarupa Brindaranye Sakala Purushart Tat Yudhara Smarami. The transcendental trees of Vrindavan supply unlimited quantities of transcendental fruits and flowers in all seasons. They are attractive, full of spiritual ecstasy, and very dear to Radha and Krishna. The most magnanimous trees in Vrindavan, they are most magnanimous because they award all the objectives of life. Sakala Purushartha, Udhara. Udhara means they're very merciful, magnanimous. Therefore, I meditate on such trees of Vrindavan. I meditate on Vrindavan's splendid, limitless, most wonderful, charming trees and vines, which bear splendid fruits and flowers in every season, which are spiritual, can assume any form they wish. They are great philanthropists that fulfill all desires, which are filled with love for Radha and Krishna. And this is text 21, because it's about obeisances. Of course, you can just substitute obeisances in any of them, I suppose. But let's read this. Yesham chayasu sita svati madara sudha shikara sara varsher le sam shikta katro yaritita kusamadhyastareshu pavishto shirada krishna chandra yaruparita mahaswadima shri falani svadete sam stuvanto mituru uru rasado nomi brindavanam drun. I offer my obeisances to the trees of Vrindavan. In the cooling shade of these trees, Radha and Krishna, or Radha Krishna Chandra, they sit in a tent decorated with flowers and are soothed by a shower of nectar. The divine couple, the youthful divine couple, Yugala Kishore, relish the most tasty fruits offered by these trees and praise them lavishly. This is a beautiful sporty he's having, beautiful vision in his inner in his inner heart's meditation. He's offering obeisances to the trees for two purposes, because they're so glorious and they are the site of many of Radha and Krishna's splendid transcendental pastimes. But he's also offering obeisances to the trees for another reason. Because the trees have given him a gift. So he's very grateful. If someone gives you a gift, or a very glorious gift, you may be very respectful and very grateful and very thankful. So to express his thanks, his gratitude and appreciation to the divine trees of Vrindavan, Vrindavan Das Thakur is offering his obeisances. Oh, couple of picture trees of Vrindavan, I offer my obeisances to you because by your mercy, by your kindness, I've received a sporty. I received a sporty of the pastimes of Radha Govinda Yugal. And what sporty is that? What vision, what pastime did I see? This pastime, underneath this tree. Srinivasacharya glorifies the six Goswamis for that they were doing the same thing, having a darshan of pastimes and having sportis and realizations about the lila stalis of the Lord by receiving mercy from Yogamaya and Bhakti Devi, Yogamaya and Chaitya Guru, and of course the trees of Vrindavan. Srinivasacharya glorifies that happening, or that event, by saying, Nana rat kujat ko kila hamsa sarasagana kirne mayura kule Nana ratna nivada mula vitapa shi yukta brindavane Radha Krishna aharnisham prabhajato jivarta doyo muda vande rupa sanatana raguyago sri jiva gopalako vande rupa sanatana raguyago sri jiva gopalako Vande Rupa Sanatana Raguyago Sri Jiva Gopalako. Srinivas glorifies the six Goswamis Vrindavan. They were sleeping under different trees every night. Nana Ratna Nibada Mula Vitapa Shuta Vrindavane. Mula Vitapa. Underneath the canopy of flowers and leaves and branches at the mula, at the base, at the root of the trees, they were sleeping by the trunks of the trees, Rupa and Sanatan, Jiva, etc. And then Yukta Vrindavane, they were linked up, they were connected with Vrindavan, Nitya Vrindavan, Aprakrita Vrindavan. The trees were connecting their hearts and minds with Aprakrita Vrindavan by their mercy, because they were praying to the trees, oh please reveal, You must be a Leela Stali. Oh, Kadamba tree, you must be the site of some Leela. What Leela? What Leela? Please reveal. Then they would fall asleep, or they, in Swapna, or in Spurti, they would see, this is the pastime. This is Ter Kadamba. This is where Krishna, Ter, the word Ter means to call. T-E-R means to call. This is the calling tree. This is the Samachar Briksha. The news tree. So Krishna would climb up on the branch of this tree and he would call the cows. Oh, Shavali, Damali, Jamone, Gange, Saraswati, Chandani. Ow, ow, Jali, ow. He would call them because he would climb up on the trees and he could see this. Oh, they've gone so far away. First he would play his Vamshi and there would be no response. And he would climb the tree and tear. He would tear. He would call them. So, and they saw, and then they would come this way, and sometimes Krishna would milk the cows over here because he couldn't wait to get to the barn. Take him back to Nanaraja's huge Goshala, nearby there, not there. But sometimes Krishna milked some cows there because he was too thirsty, couldn't wait for breakfast. So he'd milk some cows there, or he'd play with Radharani there. Radharani would pass through there on her way to Nandagram to cook Krishna's breakfast during Pratakal every morning, 6 to 8:30. And Krishna would play tricks on her. Like one day he said, Oh, Priyaji, come. See this beautiful, beautiful sandalwood-colored cow. This cow is named Chandani. See, look how gentle she is. See, look how beautiful her horns. Isn't she so beautiful? And her beautiful, soft, moist nose. And she's very gentle and very sweet. She's so charming to look at, very soothing and satisfying. But there's something very special about this cow, Chandani, that I never seen in any other cow. Did you know, on this particular cow, Priyaji, on the bottom of the stan, on the bottom of the udder, there's the shape of a lotus flower. There's a design of a lotus flower. It's actually designed right in the udder itself, in the cow's udder, milk, where the milk comes out. And Radharani says, "Oh, really, Priyatam? I never seen any of my father's cows. I never heard or seen. Well, this is very special. I have the only cow like this. Do you want to see that lotus flower?" "Yes, yes, yes." So Radharani leans over, to see that imprint or that design of lotus flower in the stan or the udder of Chandani, Krishna's cow. And then Krishna quickly, he pulls the udder and a stream of white milk comes flying out of the udder and splashes Radharani's face. Then all the cowboys clap and laugh and giggle, and Madhavangal says, hee 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 hee. And then Lalita Sakhi says, "Hey, chup. Hey, Gopas, chup. What is this? Don't laugh at our Swamini. We'll get back at you, you rascals." So all these pastimes came streaming through the spurti of Rupa Goswami as he reclined and rested under the sacred Kadamba trees in Nandagaon at Ter Kadamba. So in this way, they were realizing the pastimes, so the trees of Vrindavan can talk. Talking trees, the trees of Vrindavan can teach, teaching trees, the trees of Vrindavan can bless, blessing trees. Thakur had this wonderful spurti, so now he's offering obeisances to the trees, And because he saw this wonderful Leela, what did he see? He saw this Kunja Leela. He saw in this beautiful Kunja, this Kusum Van, he saw Radha and Krishna together. And they had just enjoyed their love dalliance. And the Mandris and Sakis had prepared so many wonderful trays of some fruit salad and various fruits to give to them. And then he's watching. You will be sure. Sometimes Radharani, sometimes there's different ways she feeds Krishna. Sometimes she takes a mango. There's called Chosa mango? Or Chusha or something. There's one type of skinny mango, you just cut the end off it. Then you squeeze it a little bit to get the poison juice out. There's always some, first you have to squeeze to get the poison out. And then she hands it to Krishna, and Krishna just squeezes it and sucks on it. There's one kind of mango that you eat by sucking it directly from the skin, and when you don't peel the skin. It's called Chosa. Chosa means you suck, you don't peel it back and cut it into pieces and put it on a plate. It's not that, it's different. So then other mango, and so she just prepares it like that and washes it and hands it to Krishna, and he just sucks on it. Chaturvida Sri Bhagavat Prasad. Chaturvida. There's four kinds of Bhagavat Prasad that can be licked, chewed, drunk, and sucked. So sucking is also there. So then sometimes when Radharani, she gets these mangoes, and then she peels them into beautiful pieces, then she takes the pieces and offers them into Krishna's mouth. Prabhupada Saraswati is seeing this beautiful pastime of the divine couple relishing the most tasty fruits offered by these trees and prepared by the manjaris. And the Radha and Krishna are praising the trees and saying, Krishna says, look, oh Radharani, these mango trees of Vrindavan are so wonderful. They've given us these nice fruits. And even Krishna is showing some thanksgiving. The Christians have a concept of thanks, prayers of thanksgiving. Prayers of thanksgiving. Thank you, my Lord, for giving us food. I remember when I grew up as a Christian person, then my parents, we used to have to pray before we eat. Say the prasadam prayer. My mother and father would say Shadira Vidijano. But they would recite some prayer and we would repeat after them and oh God, my father, you have sent us this bread and this and that. I don't know, whatever. I forget. It's been a while. I forget what it is. But the idea was that we would pray every night. This was inculcated in us by our parents, that we were supposed to be grateful to God and indebted to God as the Father and Provider and Protector and Maintainer and Well-Wisher and Friend, ultimately, and Guide. This was all taught to us from our childhood. And that's what we did. We offered prayers before we ate. And then we came to ISKCON, and they do the same thing. So, my Lord, you have sent us this nice prasadam, spiritual food, just to help conquer over the tongue. Now let us take this prasadam to our full satisfaction, and in so doing glorify your Lordship, Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, and love call out for the mercy of Gaur Nitai. Prema Deko, Chaitanya Nitai, and with love call out. So this was, of course, part of the prayer. So in the same way, when we say that prasadam prayer, we say, thank you, my Lord. Thank you. You've given us this nice prasadam, spiritual food, just to help conquer over the tongue. And the tongue is the most voracious and uncontrollable of all the senses. Of all the senses, the most difficult to control. But you, my dear Lord Krishna, are so very kind to us. You've sent us this nice Bhagavad prasadam. Now let us take this prasadam to our full satisfaction. That's the whole prayer. You know? Sharira avidyajal. This material body is a lump of ignorance. Sharira avidyajal. It's a network, a jal. The translation initially was a lump. This body is a lump of ignorance. And the senses are a network of paths leading to death. So that's maya jal. Sharira avidyajal jatendriya tehekal. Jivaphale says agare. Beautiful prayer, very beautiful prayer. So in the same way, Radha and Krishna, they're relishing this wonderful fruits, which they, in their Nara Leela, and their beautiful, innocent teenage consciousness, teenagers, they think, oh, these tasty fruits, they're offered by these trees. They're offered by Krishna. Krishna's eating the fruits. He designed the fruits. He made the fruits. He's the artist. He's the creator. He's the painter. He painted the mangoes red. He painted them orange and yellow. He put the taste in there. He's a taste in mangoes and taste of everything. But he's saying, oh, the trees are so kind. They give it, oh, look, Radharani. Oh, look. Oh, Priyaji. See how the mango, look, the pilo trees are giving us nice pilo fruits. And the kiwi trees are giving us nice kiwis. And the guava trees are giving us nice guavas. And this is so wonderful. And then they're accepting the fruits and they start praising the trees. Radhakrishna start praising the trees lavishly. And Radharani says, oh, yes, Shyam. Oh, Shyam, you're right. These trees are wonderful. They give such tasty fruits. But let us not forget the mandris. Let's not forget my mandris who brought them here, prepared them so attractively and beautifully on these sapari plates, sapari trays. They have trays made of sapari, not only plates and donut, whole large trays made of sapari leaves. Looks like bark. Have you ever seen those plates? We serve out at our feast. You have sometimes? That's sapari leaf. You know sapari? A pan. That's the leaf of the sapari. They dry it and prepare it that way. Makes a leaf cup and looks like wood. Very hard and very nice, attractive. So in the forest, Brindadeva provides all these kind of natural sapari trays, and the mandris make the fruits and design them very beautifully, and slices and green slices, and then white apples, and then orange and mango. Very beautiful designs. Looks like rangoli. Rangoli. The designs on the bhog offering plate. So the mandris make all this, and then for Radhakrishna's pleasure. So he's offering obeisances to these trees because he received this wonderful darshan, this wonderful leela, and he's sharing it with us. So we can only hope that someday we'll offer obeisances to the trees of different leela stalis, and we'll pray to them sincerely, please, please, please reveal to me some glimmer of the leela that took place here at Vamshivat, or at Sevakunj, or Nidivan, or Radhakund. 633, page 210. Ye Sri Radha Murali Dharayo Srila Padara Vinda Sparshana Adat Pulakita Tanu Snandamana Shudara Yat Pushpad Ye Swayam Atirasat Tomito Veshayetam Brindaranya Drumatanu Mahadan Danya Danyan Namastan. I offer my obeisances unto the most glorious personalities in the form of the Vrindavan trees, which shed tears when they are touched by the lotus feet of Radha Muralidhara. The divine couple, Radha Gopinath, blissfully decorate each other with flowers of those trees. So there's another spurti here. Prabhupada of the Saraswati is glorifying the personalities of the trees. Sparshanadat Pulakita Tanos Nandamashra Dharam. Sri Radha Murali Dhar, Srila Prabhupada, the divine young couple decorate each other with flowers. So this is 653. I offer my respectful obeisances to Vrindavan's fortunate trees, which sweetly decorate the divine couple with many flowers and other ornaments, and which overcome with bliss by the touch of Radha Murali Dhara's beautiful lotus feet, shed streams of tears and find the hairs on their bodies erect in ecstasy. Trees are extremely ecstatic being part and parcel of the leelas of Radha Muralidhara. They're experiencing septic vikars or ecstatic symptoms because they've been touched by the feet of Radha and Krishna. And he's saying that he's offering obeisances to the personalities. He's saying their personalities in the form of trees. Brindaranya Drumatanu Mahadanya Tanyan Namastan. He says, he's our most glorious personalities. Namastan, I offer my obeisances. Namas. Danya Tanyan, Mahad, they're most fortunate, opulent, wealthy. Tanu. They're Druma Tanu. That means bodies. Tanu means human body. And Druma means tree. Brindaranya Druma Tanu. Those persons, those bodies, those humans, they've taken, those personalities, they've taken a Druma form. Brindaranya Druma, they've taken the form of the trees of Vrindavan. But they're personalities, and they have feelings and hearts, and they reciprocate, and they hear, and they speak, and they see, and they listen. And they're witnesses of Radha Muralidhara's pastimes. So here he's having this spurti. He's offering obeisances to the trees again. And this time, these Bokul trees. He's offering obeisances because the Kunja Mandir, it's sometimes described in the four corners of the Kunja Mandir are four Bakul trees. And then in the four walls of the Kunja, joining each of those four Bakul trees in the corner, they're closed off, those open spaces are closed off by various Mogra flowering bushes and trees, many tight shrubs so no one can see through, and there's some little interstitches, they call them, interstitches. Little space between the leaves and vines where you can see through a little bit. If you have the adhikar, if you have the eligibility, you can see through, and the mantris can witness the intimate exchanges of Radha and Krishna and their confidential private leelas inside the kunjas. But Prabhupada Saraswati, he's seeing them, that after having this forest feast, then of fruits which we heard earlier, then he has another spurti, another vision that Radha and Krishna, after eating, they slept for some time, and then they woke up, and then Radharani was in a Swadhina Bhratrika mood. She was in a dominating, controlling mood, and she says, "Oh Krishna, we've just slept some time, and we've enjoyed, and my hair is all disheveled and disarrayed. So you please, you know, you take my comb, which is called Swastida. It's called Swastida. You take my comb and you make my beni as it was before. And I want you to decorate my hair with flowers, like Shringarvat." So then Keshava, Sri Krishna Keshava, who's expert at dressing Kesh, he's an expert hairdresser. Kesha means the Adi hairdresser. The Adi hairdresser is Keshava. We say Adi Keshava means Adi hairdresser. He's the original hairdresser, Sri Krishna, very expert at dressing Radharani's hair, and dressing means combing and decorating. So Prabhupada Saraswati is having darshan, this wonderful Leela, Shringar Leela at Shringarvat. And he's seeing that Krishna's, the mandris are brought in a tray of Bakul flowers, some small garlands. Bakul is a very small flower, about this big, you know, it grows in Bengal. And then, for example, when you come in the entranceway on both sides of the street, all the way down, I don't know now, but the Bakul trees are all there, flowers fall, very beautiful. I have one tree here. And the mantris brought in trays of loose flowers and also small garlands, and hand them to Lalita or Rupa, whoever, give them to Shyam, and then on Radharani's order, Shyam starts braiding Radharani's hair. He divides her beautiful long black tresses into three parts. Then he very carefully and attentively makes a beni, he braids them, folds them like, there's a way to do it, and you fold like this. And then he ties a jeweled whisk, it says a jeweled whisk, like some jeweled piece at the end of her veini, which is very beautiful. It's sometimes shaped like a closed lotus flower. It's a very beautiful ornamental jewelry at the end of her veini. And then she says, "Oh, put some flowers in my hair." So he's having darshan, he's having sporty of this now. The young couple are blissfully decorating each other with flowers. After Krishna dresses Radharani and Sringarbhat, and then she says, "Oh, Sham, you've done such," and then he holds a mirror up. Some sucky holds a mirror, and Radharani looks inside and sees how beautiful she looks. "Oh, Sham, your baby looks so beautiful and so fragrant. Now let me put some flowers in your hair." So Radharani combs Krishna's hair, then she pulls it up and makes a top knot, a chuda. She ties a top knot, and then she decorates his top knot, surrounds it with one circle, spiral circle of bakul flowers, and then she ties some flowers in the end here and there. It looks very beautiful. So this is, he's offering obeisances to these wonderful trees because they've given him such a sporty and such a vision. He feels thankful and grateful. So he's helping us understand that the trees are not trees, they're persons. Personalities means they're persons. And I said the trees can hear, the trees can speak, the trees can bless. So gradually we'll get the message and we'll start to reciprocate with the trees of Vrindavan and pray to the trees of Vrindavan. And someday we too may get a spurti of Krishna's Leela granted to us by the merciful trees of Vrindavan. Sri Krishna Bhagavan ki jai, Radha Rani ki jai, Jai Jai Sri Radhe.